Kaika Kang for material support to terrorism. Kang is 34 years old. He's from Hawaii. He's a sergeant first class in the U.S. Army, assigned to the 25th Infantry at Schofield Barracks.
FBI Special Agent Paul Delacorte says that Kang thought he was dealing with people working for ISIS, but they were actually undercover agents. With Senate GOP leaders trying to hammer out some type of health care bill, the White House still has a clear preference.
To be clear, we still believe that the bill before the United States Senate is the preferable path. I just want to state that clearly for everybody that that is the path that we're playing on.
That bill would repeal and replace in a single bill. If they can't reach agreement, the president says Plan B would be to repeal now and replace later. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the victory of Iraqi forces over the Islamic State group in Mosul is a critical milestone in the world's fight against the extremist group. This is SRN News.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday morning, right, Shravius? Is Shravius on yet?
Morning, Kathy, man.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you this morning? How is Alabama treating you? No, Atlanta. Where are you?
What?
Where the heck are you, Shravius? You said you were in the woods yesterday. Where are you today? This is going to be like, where's Waldo? Where's Shravius?
I'm back in Atlanta today. I'm back in Atlanta this morning.
I love it. Well, welcome to the show. We're so glad to hear your voice and look forward to seeing you on next Monday.
Yes, ma'am. Bright and early.
Love it. And good morning to Michael Clark, who's in studio with us as well today, operating the board. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I think he fell asleep there for a second. Well, folks, we're so happy to have you with us today. Several things to talk about. Lots of hot topics in the news. A couple of things that we're going to wait and talk when JP's back in studio. He's got an appointment this morning, so we're going to chat with him tomorrow on a really interesting article. And Shravius, I can't wait to get your input on this as well tomorrow. And it has to do with how Europe views America at this point. Now, of course, this article comes from the New York Times, so it is what it is on that. And I'll tell you what my thoughts are of the New York Times as well tomorrow, too. But just
the New York Slimes.
That's the Washington Compost. Yeah, the Washington Compost, the New York Slimes, which it's just they've gotten to the point where they're just not even reputable. Well, as a matter of fact, we'll definitely get into this more tomorrow. As far as basically their editorials, and it's kind of the beginning of the whole fake news stint, because it's like they come out there and they throw these allegations out, or they take these what are supposedly news articles, and instead of being newsworthy, it's basically just one reporter saying what they thought. It's an editorial.
Or it's one unconfirmed source.
Exactly, yeah. And are there like three? We've spoken with three people. Well, okay, I can go out on the street and speak with three people about any given topic, and I can have crazy news stories to report. But that's not ethical journalism, you know, at that point. So, and I know, Shravius, that you'll be all over this discussion tomorrow. But, Shravius, did you hear about the Marine aircraft disaster yesterday in Mississippi?
Yes, actually, I seen that late last night, early this morning, and, you know, Kathy, it's like, wow.
It's heartbreaking. Like, heartbreaking. I mean, Marine aircraft disaster. The folks are looking for answers in Mississippi. A crash that has killed at least, and Shravius, I don't know if you've got a more current updated number, because you've a lot of times has better news source a lot quicker than I do, but at least 16 reported dead so far. Have you heard an update on that number? That was as of like 2 hours ago. I heard that.
Right. No, it's still at 16, and as far as I know, that's basically everybody on that plane died.
Exactly. 16 people. I don't think there were any survivors at all.
Right. And so what they're saying is that there was a malfunction with the plane, and so they're still trying to figure out what happened. They're trying to give us new information. I know you had different congressmen, the governor, and different people trying to get involved, trying to figure out what happened, and really trying to come to the aid of the families of these Marines, our fellow Marines, and also the FBI is also on the scene as well. So everybody's literally putting every resource that they possibly have at their disposal, trying to figure out what happened so they can give us information, but first and foremost, the family information as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, God bless these families. They're saying the FBI, and this is my news source on this, was Fox News. Imagine that. The FBI reportedly, the FBI has reportedly joined local and state agencies to investigate what caused a U.S. military plane to corkscrew out of the sky. And this is a fairly large plane as well. And it corkscrewed out of the sky and into a Mississippi field on Monday, killing at least 16. This is a KC-130, which is used as a refueling tanker. And what they're just saying at this point, it experienced some type of a mishap. So it spiraled down about 4 p.m. yesterday into a soybean field about 85 miles out of Jackson, the Marine Corps said. The aircraft's debris scattered in a radius of about 5 miles. They said they're still searching the area. It's hard to find bodies in the dark, so I know they'll be looking again today. But at this point, they are reporting that every single Marine that was on that particular airplane has passed. So as we go into a break, folks, just please keep their family and their friends and their loved ones in your thoughts and prayers. God bless them. God bless the Marines. And what a tragic, tragic loss. Folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB. We have road work in the clearing stages in these locations in Dallas 35E northbound between Market Center Boulevard and Commonwealth. Then in Irving, 183 Airport Freeway westbound between North Beltline and Esters. You're back up to Story Road there. And road construction closing off the right lane in Fort Worth, 30 eastbound of Oakland Boulevard. Your stop and go back to Riverside Drive. And that's a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips. Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. right here on 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. Wealthed.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your Gorillin on!
Yeah!
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Once again, there's a lot of stock market volatility, so it's critical to help protect your financial plan. If you're retired or retiring soon, you can't afford to miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose the Alliance area Thursday, July 20th, or in Plano on Saturday, July 22nd. Ken Moraif was featured in MarketWatch. We advised our clients to be out of the stock market in 2008. Our sales strategy can help save you from the next big crash. Reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB, your experts in business.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on this Tuesday morning. That is a little shout out to the Marines. And is again, like we reported earlier, and most of you have been following this story, I would imagine. And we have lost 16 of our brave soldiers in what it looks to be. And again, local folks, state folks, and FBI are even involved in this investigation already of some type of a mishap that sent a KC-130, which is a refueling tanker for the Marines, sent it into a corkscrew spiral and crashed into a field about 85 miles north of Jackson. The aircraft's debris was scattered in a radius of about 5 miles. So again, our blessings and prayers to the families who lost someone in this tragic accident. And I would imagine, Shravius, that we'll be finding more and more about this story as the day goes on and as daylight breaks again and folks are able to kind of better see what happened to cause this tragedy.
Right. And also, you know, Kathy, I also want people to know, you know, who are listening to the show, that every morning the Marines, Army, Navy, everyone, all of our men and women who serve in the military, every morning they get up and put on their bootstraps. They are literally putting their lives on the line for us every morning. And because we don't know what our military men and or women were getting ready to do on yesterday. And so, you know, every time you see it, well, not every time, it doesn't sound right. Anytime you see a fellow Marine, Army, Navy, Air Force personnel out in the field, anywhere you are, just simply say thank you. Say thank you, because we don't know. We don't know what they're going through, what they're dealing with, or if that will be the last time we'll ever see them. So
you're so right about that. And you know, on this show, Shravius, you know, we're all big proponents and supporters of law enforcement and the military, because again, they're the ones who keep us safe. So we can sit here and hang out and chit chat about whatever it is we chit chat about for an hour every weekday on the show. So you're right. It doesn't take any time at all. And this is something I've taught my kids since they were little. If you see somebody in uniform, or also if I'm always like pointing out, you know, hey, that person's got a Purple Heart, you know, like when you see it on the license plate, or if you see somebody who has a veteran hat on or something, those are folks you want to say thank you for your service to as well. You know, I was in a store the other day, and there was a gentleman who had a hat on, and he had obviously served, it looked like, my guess would have been during the time of Vietnam, which we know we treated our soldiers horrifically when they came home from Vietnam, just horrifically, very unacceptable what happened to our men and women when they came home from Vietnam. But so he was a couple people behind me, and when I finished checking out and I was putting my basket away. I turned over and I said, sir, thank you so much for your service. And the gentleman almost started crying. He said, my gosh, thank you for your smile and thank you for saying that. And I could tell it just kind of took him aback. If somebody's wearing a hat that shows that they served, or if somebody's wearing that uniform and they currently serve, that's obviously something they're proud of. And so you're right, Shravius. It takes us 2 seconds to say thank you, and we have no idea what they've done or what they're about to do for our safety.
Right.
So you're right.
But when it comes to, the families in Mississippi, just know all will be well. It's going to take some time. Things don't heal in a day. So, it's going to take some time. And Kathy, I genuinely hope that, sooner than later, that all the resources that this country has, that we find out, what happened. So.
I couldn't agree more. I think the fact that the FBI is already out investigating this with local authorities, I think that speaks volumes that we want to get to what happened very quickly. And I was actually very glad to hear that, because if this were one of my loved ones, I'd want to know sooner rather than later. So I agree. And again, folks, just from JP, Kathy, and the crew, our prayers go out to the families of these fallen soldiers. And again, we hope that we find out quickly what happened, and that something like this kind of tragedy, is avoided from ever happening again. Thank goodness when this plane went down, it went down in like a soybean field versus a heavily populated area. I mean, this could have been an even worse tragedy. I think that's why they're moving so quickly to see what happened. We've got so many great listeners who are regulars, who either listen to us on 620 AM, Kick It Old School on the dial, or through the KEXB app. We've got a number of friends who watch our show live when we're in the studio, on air, and also who watch throughout the day. And Devona is one of our, she's family. She's I'm not even going to say she's a listener or a viewer or anything like that, because she's family to our radio show. And she knows what a
morning,
huge
Devona.
Fan. Yes, Shravius says, good morning to you, Devona. She sent me an article that she tagged me in an article, actually, that I put on my Facebook the other day, because we all talk about we're all sports fans on this show. Some of us for some teams, some of us for other teams. But Devona knows, and she's also a huge fan of Dak Prescott. I mean, this is a kid who, and I say kid because he is a kid to me. This is actually a young man who is extremely talented. I mean, the Cowboys, when I see him, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, it brings me back to the days when I was watching Roger Staubach as a quarterback and Tom Landry as a coach. You just kind of get that feeling with Dak Shepard, because he's just such a class act. And so here you go. Prescott meets son of deputy killed in the line of duty. Sometimes an act of kindness is all that is needed to brighten someone's day during a tough time in their life. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott provided a moment to a young fan and his family in Mississippi. The fan is 10-year-old Nash Durr. He is the son of Deputy William Durr, who was killed in the line of duty after answering a domestic violence call on May 27th in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Deputy Durr was one of 8 people killed in the shooting spree, and that was a tragedy. It was a domestic violence call that just went horribly wrong. The Durr family is... the Durr family, they're huge Mississippi State fans, and the photo released by the family after his death showed Durr, his wife, Tressie, and Nash wearing Mississippi State gear, and Nash had on Prescott's number 15 jersey. Word got back to Prescott over what happened. He saw the photo and he wanted to meet Nash. And I love this. So Tressie told her young son that they were going out of town for a family trip, according to the Clarion Ledger. That's the paper out of Mississippi. They went and met Prescott instead. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, can you imagine? Prescott posed for pictures with the family, spent time with them. And afterwards, the family said that Prescott's kindness was brought out a little bit of happiness during their time of sorrow. It would be hard to explain how much it means for a 10-year-old boy to meet his sports hero during a difficult time and see how someone like Prescott cares and shows support. It's something that will make an impact on Nash Durr for the rest of his life. And that's what Prescott does both on and off the field. He makes a difference. And I just, when I read this story, I would like to say I was taken aback. I would like to say that I was pleasantly surprised that somebody of his caliber would take time to do this. I'm just not. It's still emotionally, even to read the story out loud, it emotionally moves me. But, you know, Sharavius, how many times have we talked about what a nice guy Dak Prescott is?
He is. You know, he's a true trendsetter, Kathy. He's a true trendsetter. And, you know, and anything he does, he doesn't do it for the camera. He doesn't do it for the money. He doesn't do it for the prestige. That's just who he is, naturally. And, you know, and he's a true, that's what you call a true cowboy.
Oh, there you go. I like that, on and off the field. I like that. Well, and you know what's funny? Do you remember me talking about this story last football season? You know how when the guys are, when they're not playing and they're on the bench and they've got their, they you know drink out of those little cups, their Gatorade or whatever, water, and then they throw the cups away. There's usually like a big trash bin. Remember that story right. that I reported? My husband, when we were watching, he's like, you need to rewind. And I just remember this so vividly. Dak Prescott took a sip of water or Gatorade or whatever was in his cup. And I remember he threw it and it missed the big trash can. So instead of just leaving it there for somebody else to pick it up, he looked back, saw that he had missed the trash can, got up, went and picked it up and threw it away. And so, and you're talking about on and off the camera. He had no idea that there was even a cameraman watching him on the sideline at that point, who actually was, you know, broadcasting over live TV what he was doing. So you're right. That's, and we've always talked about, this is something I've tried to teach my kids, that character is the definition of doing the right thing even when no one's watching. That's Dak. That's our boy Dak. It really is.
And also, Kathy, I want to go back a little bit. When Kathy, in the story, just for those who don't know, when Dak seen a little young man with his jersey on number 15, that's the jersey from his football team at Mississippi State University.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so, I should have meant, I always assume everybody knows everything about Dak because they're all obsessed fans like me. But you're right. Yeah, that's where he played. That's where he played college ball. Thank you for clarifying that for people who are non-stalkers.
no problemo. And so, yeah, and Kathy, I got to tell you, Jerry Jones, over the past few years, he's made some horrible picks. But I got to tell you, this is one of the best picks he's ever made. And I'm looking forward to, you know, this upcoming season. And this is a good way, a great way to kick off the season, Dallas Cowboys. So I'm hoping everybody, Mr. Elliott and Mr. Bryant, get in line, because this young man right here is a true trendsetter.
I love it. Yeah, and that's the thing. Cowboy season is, you know, preseason will be up on us before we know it. And this is one of the best picks I think the Cowboys have ever made. And I wonder if this kind of, if looking back, if they're like, wow, this is surprisingly one of the best picks they've made. Because he went later in the draft. It was funny because my son had a couple of friends who, they went up and they bowled and were playing games up at a place called Main Event in Plano the other night. And we were talking with one of the moms who's a friend of mine, and she and I were talking, but somehow we got to talking about Dak, and we were talking about how little he was paid his first year as a rookie compared to a lot of these folks who are the big playmakers like he is. So I wonder if, I'd love to see, what is his salary this upcoming year? Because he started off, I think he, you know, and I say only, you know, I think he was making around like $300,000 or something. I would have to look that up. But I remember just when I found out what his numbers were that he was making, it's because he was not one of the top draft picks. So I find that interesting. I wonder if they renegotiate. I wonder if Jerry was smart, which Jerry is always smart. He's one of the smartest businessmen out there. I wonder if he renegotiated his salary to make sure that that he kept him. What do you think?
Well actually, I think he signed. He signed an additional $3 million. A contract.
Okay.
Over 4 years. I have to go back and double check that.
Yeah. Let's look that up before tomorrow's show, because I'd be anxious to see exactly what the numbers are and what they shake out and how much he was making up until that addendum, you know, salary rider, I guess you, if you will. Came into play.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, and also one last thing, Kathy. When it comes to you know, Dak. Also, we'll look at, hopefully. Well, you know, it's not an expectation, but we'll see what he has to say about the Marine. I know it's kind of interesting. But what do you see what he has to say about the Marine chopper crash in Mississippi as well. So Mississippi is in the news this morning. So
yeah, most definitely. Yeah, and you're right. I would imagine he may have some kind of a statement or something like that, because he is somebody who has shown himself to be very supportive of law enforcement and military, and again, just a very respectful young man. So you're right. You're right. Since that is his home state, there he may have a comment on that. But again, you know, just hats off to Dak Prescott for being such a class act. Can't wait to see him on the field in preseason and then in the regular season. But I tell you what, I just his off field stories to me are just as exciting to watch unfold as him playing football. What do you think about that, Shravius?
No, I'm totally there with you. And I would go on a rant just really quickly, Kathy, because remember...
Oh, no, Shravius and his rants. Wait, what? We haven't had one of these in a while. Yes, let's get a rant in before a commercial break.
Remember like two or three years ago when Michael Sam, the openly gay football player, when he got drafted and he did all these different things for the camera, you know, start kissing his male counterpart on camera, all those interesting things.
I'm remembering some of that. Yeah, kind of almost playing up to the camera for effect, right? Kind of a thing. Yeah,
right. So I'm all for the LGBTQ community. I just want to put that out there. But if you look at that situation, Kathy, compared to Dak is the type of guy. Listen, I don't need the cameras. I don't need that. Because I don't have to go begging for the spot. I don't have to do that. You know, whenever I do something good, whether I want the cameras or not, it's going to show. But whenever you have people like that who wants the attention, who wants the camera, the likes, the action, and all of that, I mean, is that, I don't know what you call that. So, but yeah, to all you football players out there, you don't need the cameras to do good.
You're right. I mean, that's the thing. If you're doing the right thing all the time, people are going to pick up on those stories. As a matter of fact, just real quick, I know we've only got 30 seconds. It looks like, I'm going to have to look at this, but Johnny has sent us, new contract, $2.7 million for 4 years, average salary, $680,000, total guaranteed, $383,000. When he signed, it was $383,000. So thank you so much, Johnny, who is another one of our regular listeners and part of our radio family, for giving us some updated numbers. I appreciate that so quickly on Dak Prescott and how much he makes. And anyways, folks, it's just always good to report on a story like that. And I love it that one of our extended radio family members, Devona, is the one who brought that story to my attention. Folks, again, our thoughts and prayers are with the Marines who were killed in Mississippi and their families today. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew. Stick with us. We've got Shravius live from Atlanta calling in live. And we will be back on JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXV.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Traffic check time near the bottom of the hour here on 620 AM KEXB. We've got road work blocking two left lanes of traffic on the Bush Turnpike northbound 161 at Beltline Road. Traffic is stopped back to Northgate Drive. You've got delays of 15 to 20 minutes. Road work in the clearing stages in Dallas 35E northbound between Market Center Boulevard and Commonwealth. You're back up to I-30. And then also back to Irving 183 westbound between North Beltline and Esters. Road work is being cleared away. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
I'm Trina Webster.
And I'm Dan Webster, founders of ZQuiet. Let me be honest, I snored.
Yeah, he did. Crazy loud.
And I was forced to sleep on the couch most nights.
Dan tried everything, including surgery, to solve his snoring problem.
Nothing worked.
So we turned to experts and created a solution that's a total game changer. A mouthpiece called ZQuiet.
Not just any mouthpiece, one that gently opens the airway where the snoring happens. In fact, it's based on the same technology as treatments costing thousands of dollars.
It allows natural jaw movement so you can talk, breathe normally, and best of all, sleep comfortably without making a sound.
And what's really cool is that it couldn't be easier. Just pop it in before you go to sleep to kick snoring out of bed.
So you can sleep quiet
with ZQuiet.
ZQuiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNORE to 91011. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNORE to 91011.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for a special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-4255.
Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGo-Rilling.com. Get your go-rilling on.
Yeah!
You're listening to 620 AM, KEXB.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael, for the lead-in music. And folks, welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM, KEXB, the experts in business. We're so excited to have Shravius with us. He's part of our co-host team now, and he is calling in
live from
Atlanta. Wait, let me let him make fun of me.
Good morning, folks, all the way from the north side of the ATL, Catherine. Good morning.
The ATL, that cracks me up. We've got to figure out what you're going to call A, like the big A, that didn't work out. ATL, that sounds like you're talking about the airport. So we've got to figure out a cool way for you to say Atlanta.
you know what, Kathy? This is going to sound really strange. I'm going to let Johnny Morrison figure it out. So if Johnny come up with a name, I'll use it.
Okay, so Johnny has thrown the gauntlet down, and Johnny is on Facebook Live watching today. Oh, so is my friend Joanna Arnold, who just got back from the Halo for Freedom Colorado Springs Weekend to Remember Hog Roast. So, and actually, Girl and Sauce helped sponsor that, so we're real excited about that. So Joanna, and then my other girlfriend Deanna, she's back in town too. So glad you guys made it back home to Texas safely, and glad you are back in town. So Shravius, okay, here we're are we getting into this? Yes, we're getting into this.
That's my drum roll. I'm ready.
I love it. Well, okay, a lawyer for Donald Trump Jr. says New York Times report is, quote, much ado about nothing, which is a little takeoff on a Shakespeare play, which I love that. The lawyer for Donald Trump Jr. met late Monday, dismissed a New York Times report that the president's eldest son knew that potentially damaging information on Hillary Clinton was offered as part of a Russian government effort to assist his father in last year's election. The paper reported that music publicist Rob Goldstone indicated in an email to Trump Jr. that the Kremlin was the source of information about purported illegal campaign contributions to the Democrat National Committee or Democratic National Committee provided by attorney Natalia, I'm going to butcher this name, Vestlichnaskaya. That sounds about right. Okay. In my view, this is much ado about nothing, says his attorney, who says that Goldstone had contacted Trump late in the Republican primary campaign and suggested that people had information concerning alleged wrongdoing by Clinton. The meeting lasted about 20 to 30 minutes. Nothing came of it. He goes on to say his father knew nothing about it. The bottom line is that Donald Trump did nothing wrong. The White House referred to the questions of the president's son, Mark Carello. A spokesman for the president's outside legal team would not comment on the Times story, reiterating that the president was not aware and did not attend any meeting. And here's the end. The story goes on, but Shravius, I know you and I are probably going, this is going to be one of those where we're on opposite sides of the aisle. Again, this is the New York Times, which to me, they're just... These folks don't report the news. This is they editorialize. They put their opinion out there. They at one point during the story in the New York Times, they referenced that there are three people were involved and knew this. And it's like, well, wait a second. Okay, I can go out there and I can make anything a news story. Literally anybody can make anything a news story. This is where I think. Gosh, and I don't want to get us off topic on this, but what comes to mind is social media and teens nowadays. How they will put something out there, and I've seen this happen with you know kids that my kids know and my kids. All of a sudden, one thing will be put out there, and it's a comment about somebody, or it's a video clip that somebody's taken of somebody, and it's taken out of context, and then all of a sudden it's this huge story that's blown out of proportion. And there's nothing valid to it. There's no truth to it. And so my frustration is, okay, these are teenage kids who you expect, oh, yeah, okay, you know, they are going to be irresponsible. They are going to take stories and they are going to do what you used to call back in the day rumor mongering or the gossip mill or whatever. And you can sit there and make something where everybody's talking about it. And then 24 hours later, they're like, oh, wait, there was nothing to that. So that's what... That's when we start talking about fake news and this irresponsible journalism. If you don't have sources to back something up, if you don't know something for sure, why would you write an entire article alleging something and trying to make something more sensational than it potentially really is? Thoughts, Shravius?
Okay, so here's the whole thing, Kathy. So let's back up for a second. The Trump campaign, the Trump administration has been a total blow-up since January 16, 2017, since he's been in office. Since he's been in office, it's been a complete destruction, a complete disaster. I mean, things coming out of the
Okay, wait. Let me, to the folks who are listening, that is your opinion. Preface that by saying this is your opinion, right? Because that's not my opinion. I think that we've gotten more done in the short amount of time he's been in office. And again, he's held his promises of supporting our military, supporting our veterans. My goodness, I mean, job growth, the stock market. I can just go on and on and on. He's putting America first. I mean, one of the things he's getting blasted for is because he's out there in other countries making pro-America speeches. Wait, what is this you say? The president of the United States is saying good stuff about America?
Here's my thing. Every time he's in the news, it's always about something stupid.
Because the news wants to make him look stupid.
Michael.
Something he said, something he's done, and a lot of these things he admit to.
Well, okay, what about this story with his son, though? This is his son that they're saying, is colluding.
His son has admitted, Kathy, that he did meet with the Russian lawyer.
Right. About 20 to 30 minute meeting.
Right. So they met with him, and because it was Jared Kushner, and also Paul Manafort. And they went because the Russian lawyer and Paul Manafort, they had a conversation, and basically they made the entire meeting happen. But see, here's where the disgusting part comes in at, because you have people like Michael Flynn, and everybody else being beat up on for having Russian ties, and knowing that the United States of America, including Donald Trump himself, is having a conversation with Putin, saying, hey, did you have an influence on the election or what's going on? But now all of a sudden, your son want to come out of the woodworks and say, oh, wait a minute. I forgot I had a meeting with a Russian lawyer. I mean, seriously, Kathy, had this been Hillary Clinton or anybody else, it would be a big issue. But no,
with Hillary, no, I'm going to disagree with you. This is one of those things that the media all the time did this with the Clintons. They dismissed anything that had some legitimacy to it. And I mean, let me tell you, I've always said the Clintons are Teflon. I've never seen two folks who absolutely nothing sticks to. But here we've got just the opposite happening. Back in the day when the media would report on things about the Clintons because they just loved them so much, and even to this day, even current day, and we can go back to the meeting that Bill Clinton had during the presidential election with the Attorney General, United States Attorney General, on a private plane. Wow, okay, that's not good, especially when his wife was under investigation. So here's the thing, you've got the New York Times who is putting something out there that really, is this even newsworthy at this point, or
no,
is it something that should be vetted?
No, it's not. It's not just the New York Times. You have people, whether it's the Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of these people are reporting the exact same story. And trust me, all of these networks, they vet their stories as much as they possibly. Now, some have flaws.
I was going to say, no, they don't vet them. Some of them, it's that lead in. It's that line that creates that sensationalism. And this is what makes me crazy, because I think this is, it's kind of part, like I said, when you're teenagers in high school on social media, it's extremely damaging to some of these kids, because families, kids can be thrown under the bus as a result of what these kids put out there on social media, and they're not vetting the story. It's just one kid calls the other kid crying, or one kid gets mad about this, and all of a sudden you've got these allegations out there. And I see kids doing that, and now in a story like this, okay, so he met with this Russian, they've said with his attorney, with this Russian. Okay, we know that's legitimate. He said he would cooperate with any kind of Senate hearing or anything like that, because there was nothing to the meeting. There was nothing. His dad was not involved in it. All of this kind of stuff. So why is this something that literally everybody and their dog is talking about? When it looks like, once again, it's, and I like the way they led this in, much ado about nothing.
No, here's the thing, Kat. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Had the New York Times or whoever.
And we've got 30 seconds, so hurry, ask me that question.
Okay, had the New York Times or anybody else not reported the story, do you think he would have admitted it, that he met with the Russian lawyer?
Here's the thing. I don't know, and it doesn't matter, because there's a lot of stuff asked, and it doesn't matter because it's not newsworthy. I mean, well, I don't do anything newsworthy, but you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things.
Your father's having an issue with Russia meddling into the election, so there is a problem there.
But here's the thing.
Obama knew about that. Why didn't he investigate it at the time?
Oh, good point. That's right. Obama did know about that. Well, folks, okay, I've got the music playing very loudly in my ears. So, Shravius, you and I will pick up the conversation when we come back. Folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning.
Experts in business. 620 AM KEXB.
Time to check traffic once again here on 620 AM KEXB. Roadwork has two left lanes blocked in Irving on the Bush Turnpike. That's northbound 161 at Beltline. Your stop back to 183 Airport. Freeway delays are 25 minutes. And construction closing the left lane in Dallas 35E northbound between Market Center Boulevard and Commonwealth Drive. Your backup is to about Saner Avenue. That's a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 for my show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool and unique places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories behind the people, the places, and issues of today. From Wall Street to your street, get In the Know. Join me for In the Know with Brian Glenn, right here on 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. This is before I ever even heard about the product. I never endorsed a pain reliever, but now I am. And yes, now I'm taking Relief Factor, too. Maybe you've heard me call it a miracle. In fact, listen to what Amanda from Texas wrote. I was having pain in my left thumb area and left side of my leg from my knee, about 4 inches up. After about a week of taking Relief Factor, the pain in my leg has gone away, and a few days later, the pain in my left hand is gone. We've gotten thousands of these testimonials, and if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife Sue did, try Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com. Or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. And how appropriate that Michael is playing from the soundboard, Won't Back Down, because he knows when Ravius and I are debating about the president and about Russians and about all kinds of fun current events that neither one of us will back down. That's correct, right, Ravius?
That's right. We're literally like cats and dogs, Kathy.
But then we hug it out at the end of the day. Well, we can't hug it out because, dang nabbit, you're in Atlanta, which they also refer to as Peach Town.
I'm thinking Peach City.
Okay.
I'm thinking Peach City.
It's a little bit bigger than a town.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than a town.
Yeah, so we're gonna say Peach City. Yeah.
Okay, we might just have to keep trying that one on. See how we like that one. Well, folks, today is January. My goodness, I'm going back to you when you were talking about the president swearing in.
This is just wishful thinking.
It's July 11th, so that is technically 7-11, which everybody knows. I'm a big fan of 7-11 nachos and Slurpees. Well, today is actually, since it's 7-11, it is 7-11 day where you get free Slurpees at your local 7-11. Not a sponsor. Wish they were a sponsor. Dang nabbit, wouldn't that be fun if we had 7-11 as a sponsor, Shravius?
Yeah, hint, hint, 7-Eleven, if you're listening, we're just saying.
And we're tell folks about Audio Boom. We haven't talked about that in a couple of days. And for those folks who are just tuning in for the first time, first welcome to the show. Or if you're watching us through Facebook, through our posts, so you can see kind of behind the scenes what it looks like to run a radio show on Kathy Partridge Ward. Tell folks about the contract, the national contract you inked for us, the deal you inked for us.
Right, so audioboom.com is a lead national podcasting platform for major networks such as like NBC Sports, the Associated Press, and there's so many other morning shows in the country. And, of course, we happen to be one of those morning shows. And so every day, whenever you get finished listening to the show, you go to audioboom.com and actually listen to the show. It's like on demand. Also, you can go to Google Play, iTunes, and plethora of other platforms as well. So the show is really, really, really growing. As a matter of fact, Kathy, more shows are being uploaded today. So it's like we're playing catch up. So
exciting. So all of our shows from last week will be uploaded on this national platform through Audio Boom, which you can get through through Google Play and iTunes. So any of our shows from last week, which included a couple of best of, because it was the 4th of July and we were celebrating America's independence. So that's exciting. So folks can tune in and listen to us on Audio Boom through Google Play and iTunes. So that's exciting. And thank you so much for that, Shravius.
Oh, no problem at all. And there will be no Trump talk on those either. So in case you're wondering.
Wait, I was going to say, if we're talking about Trump, we don't edit the shows after the fact. So it is what it is. you're clearing your throat like you are editing it. You better not be taking out my good talking points about the president. Well, folks, we've talked about how today is 7-Eleven. And so they're giving out free Slurpees. And so I thought, you know what? I'm such a big fan of the Slurpee that I research a little bit of history about this. Now, frozen beverage machines were invented by a gentleman by the name of Omar Kindlick in the late 1950s, which I had no idea that they'd been around that long. The idea for a slushed ice drink came when his soda fountain broke down, forcing his store to put sodas in a freezer to stay cool. That made them slushy as a result. And some of his soda fountain clients liked it. So he thought, you know what? I want a machine that's going to help me make a quote-unquote slushy for my carbonated drink. So that's how that originally started. Developed. And the early prototypes for the machine made use of an automobile air conditioning unit to actually cool it as these drinks were being frozen. So after a successful trial of the icy machines in 100 stores, 7-Eleven in 1965, and this was meant to be because that was the year before I was born, so there you go. So in 1965, they made a licensing deal with the icy company to sell the product under certain conditions. Two of these were that 7-Eleven must use a different name for the product, and that the company was only allowed to sell the product in 7-Eleven locations in the U.S., and that's part of their non-compete clause. So I think that was very interesting. That was ensuring that the two drinks never went head-to-head for distribution rights, which that's extremely important if you know anything about distribution. 7-Eleven then sold the product in 1966 became known as the Slurpee. Hey, so guess what? The year I was born, that's when it started being called the Slurpee. I love that.
What, 1923?
Yeah, 1923. And as when I leave here, okay, I'm going back to the nursing home. Hey, that sounds good, right? That sounds glorious right now.
You might not want to see you going back to the nursing home because, you know, Trump is cutting Medicaid for all the nursing
homes. We're not even going down that road yet, Shravius. We're talking about the Slurpee right now. So 7-Eleven sold the product in 1966, became known as the Slurpee. And I love this, plain and simple, the sound that was made when you're drinking them. So Slurpee is named for the sound that you make when you're drinking it, which is very true. The term was coined by Bob Stanford, a 7-Eleven agency director. Anyway, so I think that's kind of cool. I mean, take your kids. It's going to be another hot summer day. So take your kids out or just go yourself. I know I might go on my way home and, you know, then grab some for the kids later.
I've got an even better one for you, Kathy.
Oh, what is that?
Today is Chick-fil-A Dressed Like a Cow Day.
Get out. And we love Chick-fil-A on the show.
Right, and since we've got somebody on the line from Atlanta where Chick-fil-A was born, why not talk about Chick-fil-A? Any Chick-fil-A location you go to today, you dress like a cow, even just a little bit, you get something for free. If you dress totally in a cow costume, I believe you get an entire meal.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Shravius.
Oh, really? Yes.
Shravius, I dare you to do that in Atlanta, especially, like you said, the home of Chick-fil-A, which we're we are not a sponsor, but we're big fans of Chick-fil-A and that one pickle that they put on their sandwich. Shravius is always talking about that.
My family has done this for the past 10 years.
Oh, I are y'all dressing like cows today?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We have costumes. Totally.
Okay, so folks, Michael, who's our board operator, sent it.
He's
you've got to show pictures of us. I can send you tomorrow.
I can send you 9 pictures from each of the past 9 years that we've done it.
I love it. So on 7-Eleven Day, Slurpee Day, which is also Chick-fil-A Day, you dress like a cow you get some part of your meal free, depending on how dressed up like a cow you are.
Exactly.
I think that is great. That's pure awesomeness.
I'm such a big fan of Chick-fil-A that I have the Chick-fil-A app. I collect the points from Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
I get the free entrees from Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
I order my food from the Chick-fil-A app. Like, I'm a huge Chick-fil-A fan.
Same here. And you know what? Some people, even on the Dress Like a Cow Day, they dress their car in, like, black or white magnets, depending on, to look like a cow.
Oh, I mean, people go all out. This is great. How did I not know about this Chick-fil-A Day?
I'm not sure.
Great.
Your head was buried in the sand.
Yeah, there you go.
The political sand of Austin.
Yes, there you go. Or I was too busy getting my third and fourth free Slurpee, you know?
Right, yeah, but with the kids, I think you would have known.
I have a question. I wonder if I dress up like a cow, can I go to different Chick-fil-A's and just get free meals all day and just collect them?
Yes, you can.
Can I do that?
I've done that.
Okay. I guess so.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know. And then you can also eat healthy at Chick-fil-A, you know. Somewhat healthy.
Sure, yeah, you can.
Oh, I love it. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We've only got about a minute left. Happy Chick-fil-A Day. Happy 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. Folks, make it a safe day and a great day. Hey, Shravius, thank you so much for calling in again. And we miss you.
All
we can't wait to see
you. All the way from the Peach City, Kathy.
There you go. All the way from the Peach City. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in with us today and joining us. Again, just say a prayer for those Marines who were lost and their families who are mourning the loss of their death. And may God wrap his arms around them and comfort their families at this difficult time. We are so happy that you tuned in with us again on this Tuesday morning. We love it when you tune in. Encourage your friends to go to Kathy Partridge Ward. I always make my post public so people can go back and watch the show and see what happens behind the scenes. Shravius, we'll talk with you tomorrow, right, my friend?
All righty, folks. See you tomorrow.
All right, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in to JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB. Make it a great day, folks. I knew that
I would. KEXB.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
Hi, folks. This is Bo Hopkins. I'm the owner of Zero Res, and I came here to this area back in February of 2003 with my wife and our one daughter, and we had a dream that we could clean carpet without using soaps, detergents, and using 21st century green technology that leaves no residue behind, which means for you, your carpet stays clean. And we have that technology. Not only do we have it, we've patented it. The second part of that dream is really more important than the first part, and we want to make sure that every customer knows they are cared for and served when we come to their home. And that is what we strive for. Every day in and day out, and want to make you a raving fan of what we do and have clean carpet, soft and fluffy, that's safe for you and your family.
Call Zero Res and book.